This is a very, very important feast of the Blessed Mother that goes back to the time of the New Testament. For it is true that at the moment of the Immaculate Conception in the womb of her mother, St. Anne, the beginning of salvation took place. Nevertheless, today, it officially takes place when her parents, St. Joachim and St. Anne, take the little girl, the Blessed Mother, to the temple to present her to God the Almighty in His holy temple. And thus, it is a feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today, the law of Moses is fulfilled for her, and the predictions of the fathers and of the will of God in regards to her, who was to be the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church, the Mediatrix of all graces, the co-redemptrix of mankind. And so today, the Blessed Mother is presented, and thus the page is turned, and the rest is about to happen when eventually she goes home and she receives the wondrous annunciation of the Archangel, Saint Gabriel, and then she agrees to become the mother of the Messiah, of the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, who would take a human nature from her own human nature. And so this indeed is a very wonderful and very important feast of the Blessed Virgin. In her, we see that salvation is beginning to take place for all mankind. And for those who try to deny her role in salvation and in grace, they don't know anything about the Scriptures or the Blessed Mother. Because there will be no Messiah, no crucifixion, no resurrection, no Eucharist, if it were not for the cooperation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And as such, she is co-redemptrix. Christ is a redeemer, but she is his number one helper, co-redemptrix. And she is the neck, as we sing in the hymn. She is the neck through which all graces flow. Christ is the head. She is the neck. And just as the blood flows from the brain to the heart and to the other members of the body, so too, grace flows from the head, Jesus Christ, through the neck, Mary, to the rest of us who are members of his mystical body on earth, the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. May Our Lady, as the woman in the Gospel of today, be praised. Blessed is the womb that gave thee birth. Blessed are the breasts that nurse thee. And our Lord says, no, no. Rather, blessed is she who heard the word of God through St. Gabriel and obeyed it. May we too hear the word of God and obey it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.